Glory Land is not so far away, and we'll meet it some glad day. Heaven's home is now my final goal. There to
what a meeting that'll be when we get there. Amen. Listen.
Wretched lives are oh so sad to see. Those who live in misery.
I like this.
But in heaven no more grief or pain. Crippled lives are whole again.
What a
glad happy days will be.
What a glorious day
of jubilee.
All of
heaven will.
Sing it with us, you know it.
What a glad, happy days will be.
What a
glorious jubilee.
All of heaven
will be there. What a
meeting
in the air.
Well, praise the Lord this morning. Do you have anybody in heaven waiting on you? Amen. There's going to be a meeting one day. There's going to be a glad reunion day whenever we meet up with our loved ones that have gone on to be with the Lord before us. And so we are looking forward to that day. But while we're here, we still have work to do, don't we? Spread the gospel, spread the good news, encourage one another, build up one another. And so that's what we want to do this morning. I want to welcome everybody to Calvary Baptist Church right here in Powder Springs, Georgia. And I want to welcome everybody that's viewing by way of Facebook. We don't have our phone doing the live stream because we're using our new camera this morning. And so I appreciate that. Appreciate our sound and audio, our video, audio men. Been working tirelessly getting that thing going. And little by little, so we appreciate that. And so you just pray that it'll continue working through the service this morning. And I know they're continuing to work out little things, little snags with that. But anyway, so good to be here. So good to see each and every one of you. Hope you stay dry on your way in. Who knows about this Georgia weather? One day it's 85 this week. And my phone just said, around 45 now. And I don't know. The Lord knows what's going on with this weather. But we'll take whatever he wants us to take. Do want to mention a few things this morning. Please remember James and Shirley Townsend in your prayers as they continue to get better. Miss Shirley messaged me yesterday, and she was at immediate care last night, and so she's trying to get better. Brother James is some better, and so just remember that when you pray. Good to see Miss Claudia back with us. She's been out for a week or two, and she has a special prayer request this morning as well, so let's remember that when we do pray. I do want to say that today is CLU, and that will be, that time has been moved from 3 o'clock to 3:15, and choir practice will be at 4:30. That'll just give a little time for each to do what they need to do, CLU and choir practice. So remember that today, if you would. This coming up Saturday is outreach at 10 o'clock, and if you want to be part of that, please join us. We'll be going out to the community, knocking on doors, handing out tracts, talking to people about the Lord, maybe even witnessing to a couple of Jehovah's Witnesses. That's what I want to do. And I want to go knock their door down, talk to them about the Lord. And so looking forward to that. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to fill God's church, trying to invite people to church. And so if that's a concern of yours, please join us and help us do that. Because that's what we want to do, is grow Calvary Baptist Church. Of course, the Lord does a growing, but we're to go out and plant the seeds. And so please help us do that. Also, next Sunday morning is Baptism Sunday. So we are excited about that. Baptizing Jalen and Gracie. Looking forward to that. What a blessing that is. Looking a little bit down the road, I just want to say this. I mentioned it Wednesday night, but on May 29th, it's on a Wednesday night. We're going to have First Baptist Tillman's Corner here with us, the youth group. Last year in May, they were with us. They had a huge youth group, if you remember, those that were here on that Wednesday night, singing and all kinds of good things. And so we're continuing that this year. So please remember that. That's going to be May 29th. I believe it's the very last Wednesday night of the month. Time will be announced. I think last year we rolled it back an hour to 6 o'clock to give more time. But time will be announced. We have time for that. And also, remember VBS this summer. So we may be changing the date on that. So just stay tuned. We have it scheduled as of now for July 19th through 21st. But we may just adjust that scheduling just a little bit. So keep your ears open and eyes open for that. We'll have a VBS meeting soon. Just want to try to get everybody's vacations planned in with it and things going on so that we can do what we need to do and have a VBS as well. And so just remember those things. Please grab a bulletin. Please look online. Please stay in tune what's going on here at the church. You glad you're here this morning? Say amen. Amen. We're not worried about those who are not here. We're worried about those who are here. And so we are here. God has something He wants to say. I put on Facebook yesterday on our storyline, God has a text for you. God has a text. Text message, text in the Bible, however you want to perceive it. God has a message for you this morning. So let's pray. Father, we love You today. We thank You. We praise You, Lord, for all things. I say it many times. We praise You, Lord, for the things that You have done. We thank You. We praise You, Lord, for the things You're doing now that, Lord, that we may not understand and may not even agree with. But God, we say we praise You now for the things that we don't understand or possibly don't even agree with, because we know that You're working all things together for good. There is no other way to look at it than You're at work in our lives. So we praise You, Lord, for what You're doing now, the things that You have done and the things that You're going to do in the future. Father, today we just take a time out and we pause and we ask that You'd give us a calm, settled spirit, Lord. Not just me, but give all of us a clear head and a calm heart. Help us, God, to release any hindrances that may be pressing upon our minds mentally this morning, God, because we only have a small amount of time together. And so, God, I pray that You'd minister through music. We have a special lined up in just a moment. God, I pray You'd minister through the message. God, I pray that by the time we leave this morning, we'll be a little closer to You. We will see our path a little more clearer. And we'll have a bit more courage in our hearts to take a stand for You and to look at life and say, I'm not going to let life get me down, but I'm going to get up and I'm going to be an overcomer. Father, bless the service today. Bless everybody here. Bless, Lord, those that are watching. Save the lost and bless the saved. All these things we ask in Jesus' name with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen.
Amen. Church, choir, if you'll stand with me, turn over to page number 393. Everyone stand, everyone sing together, When We All Get to Heaven. All right, everyone sing now. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing on the last. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Amen. Thank you, church. Choir, you can both be seated. Again, it's good to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. I don't see anyone visiting with us. I don't guess there's anyone visiting with us for the very first time, but we won't always try and make notice of that. We try to send something out from the church, letting everyone know that we appreciate them being here with us, especially first-time visitors. But if you are visiting with us, and if you are joining us this morning by Facebook, we thank you for choosing Calvary's place of worship this morning. Please pray for the children's home. They're traveling today. We pray the Lord would just keep them all safe. And some others are away, and we pray that the Lord bring them all back safely to us. But it is great to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. And we just look forward to what God has in store for us today. It's a great day to be in His house. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We look forward to what the Lord has. Let's go to Him again in a word of prayer. Again, choir practice today at 4:30. And if you've been praying about becoming a member of the choir, it'd be a great, great day for you to go ahead and come and join with us this afternoon at 4:30. And please remember, see all you this afternoon at 3:15. Father, we do love You. We praise You and thank You, Lord, for Your goodness, Your love, Your mercy. Lord, You've been so good to us. Lord, as we were talking this morning in our Bible study hour, Lord, thinking of the song that says, Look what God has done for you. Many of us, Lord, face some challenges, even this very next coming week. But Lord, we know that You've been with us in the past, and we know that You're going to be with us now and in the future, because You promised that You would. You'd never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, we are so thankful for that. And Lord, I pray again this morning that You just touch us. Lord, some are facing some physical challenges, and I pray that You'd be with them. Lord, some financial challenges, and Lord, I pray that You'd be with them. Lord, some even some spiritual challenges, I'm sure. And Lord, I pray that You'd be with us in a very powerful way. Lord, show Yourself strong in this very service today. Lord, I pray that You'd be our pastor, speak through him. Lord, as I said this morning, choir practice, may we just be on the edge of our seat waiting to see what God has for us today. Lord, I pray that You just fill this place with Your Holy Spirit, and I bless the offering, both the gift and the giver. And Lord, we're going to praise You, and we're going to thank You now for what's accomplished here at Calvary today. In Jesus' name, amen.
As I look back on all of my days, so many times, so many ways, I have been blessed. God is still good. Sometimes the night brings sorrow and pain. Sometimes the tears fall like the rain. But through it all, He's never changed. God is still good. God is still good. God is still good all through the night. When I've done all I can and I don't understand, God is still good. Doubt may darken my way. Showers of blessing will come any day. He'll bring me through, and I'll stand and say, there have been times that I've let Him down, made my mistakes, but still I have found, though I stumble and fall, but through it all, my God is still good. For mercy still flows from the palm of His hand. He will give grace and help me to stand. Although He knows how unworthy I am, God is still good. God is still good when the waves roll high. God is still good all through the night. When I've done all I can and I don't understand, God is still good. I'll stand and say, God is still good. Oh, my God is still good. Waves roll high. God is still good all through the night. When I've done all I can, don't understand, God is still good. And say, God is still
title of it is Nail It to the Cross. And I just want to say, if there is something in your life that you're dealing with that you can't get victory over, would you come and just nail it to the cross this morning? The altars are open, as we say every Sunday morning, saying out, the altars are open at any given time. God speaks to your heart, you come and do business with the Lord. Pray for our ladies and listen to this song, Nail It to the Cross.
Is there something in your heart between you and the Lord? Are you drifting apart? Not as close anymore. There's nothing you can do that he will not forgive. Bring it to the cross and let it die so you can live. Nail it to the cross. Get it under the blood. Drown your pain in every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross. Find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree. Walk away free. Nail it to the cross. Is there a burden that you bear that's got you battered and bound? Struggling for strength, do you long to lay it down? Step, just kneel where you stand. Lay it at the cross and take the hammer in your hand. Nail it to the cross. Get it under the blood. Drown your pain in every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross. Hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree. Walk away free. Nail it to the cross. Just nail it to the cross. Get it under the blood. Drown your pain in every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross. Find hope and forgiveness. Walk away free, nail it to the cross, nail it to the cross, find hope and forgiveness, kneel at the tree, walk away free, nail it to the cross.
Amen. What a blessing this morning. Nail it to the cross. Nail it to the cross. And good to be here this morning. Good to see everybody once again. And anybody got a word they'd like to share before we begin this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate that testimony. Go ahead. Thank you for that. Let's remember Brother Harold this morning. Yeah, good for you. Proud of you, son. Proud of you. Anybody? Miss Cece, go ahead.
The other day, my rib fracture was off. So the other day, I
else. Yes. For that. God bless you, Miss Robin. We love you. Love you, Tyler. Love your family. We're here for you. And we'll be there with you on Wednesday as well. Anybody else this morning? Ceylon, go ahead.
God is still good.
Yes, he is. Amen. Amen. Enough said, huh? Enough said. God is still good. God's in control. Yes, sir.
I'm going to make it.
Amen.
We all will, because God is in charge and in control.
Amen, Brother Allen. Thank you for that. You want to make it through. You want to make it through. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. What a blessing. Been a theme this morning about worry and struggle and loss, and the Lord just wants everybody to know you're going to make it through. You're going to make it through, and we're here to support one another to help you make it through. That's why we're here. Anybody else before we open the scriptures this morning? All right, well, if you have your Bibles, please take your Bibles. Of course, it'll be on the screen, I'm sure. But Philippians chapter 4 this morning. Philippians chapter number 4. I want to look at a familiar verse. I have preached out of this verse before. That is Philippians 4:4. I feel like it's fitting for this morning. I wrestled a bit yesterday, but the Lord finally drove it in my heart. And got confirmation from him on the message for this morning. But we have certainly spoke from these verses before, this verse before, Philippians 4:4. But I want to look at it in a little different way if I could. And We're going to be in Philippians 4:4, and then we're going to be in Philippians chapter number 1. Let's bow for a word of prayer, and then we're going to read Philippians chapter 4 in verse number 4. Father, we love you, we thank you, we praise you. Thank you for the praises of your people. Oh God, it's easy to praise you when life is at its best, but it's down in the valley when we're tried and tested. As the testimonies we've heard, Lord, how encouraging it's been so far, Lord, to hear praises about you, that you carry us through, you walk us through. I pray this morning you'll walk us through these verses and you would use them to be an encouragement and a help to your people. We love you today. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen and amen. Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. The word rejoice here can mean a couple different things, although they are very similar in nature. It means to be full of cheer. It means to be happy. And so if we could read it this way, be full of cheer, be happy in the Lord alway. And again I say, be full of cheer, be happy. This morning, just for a few moments, I want to preach on this subject, and that is, don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Seems fitting for the service this morning and all the conversations we've had with certain ones. But you may remember a certain song. I think someone just mentioned it. But the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin. I looked up that song and I read a couple of the stanzas and I wrote down a couple. Here's what it says. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head? Somebody came and took your bed? Don't worry, be happy. The landlord says your rent is late, he may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy. And this morning, truly, this is a song that is easier sung than lived. And of course, this idea of not worrying and being happy is easier preached than lived. But as believers this morning, we have reason to not worry and be happy. And that reason is Jesus. Again, the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord alway, or be happy in the Lord alway. And again, I say, rejoice or be happy. He says, don't worry, be happy. And we can be happy in the Lord. How can we be happy in the Lord? How can we rejoice in the Lord? Well, he says, rejoice in the Lord always, or at all times. When life is good, rejoice or be happy in the Lord. When life is bad, rejoice and be happy in the Lord. We can rejoice and be happy in the Lord because the Lord is unchanging. The Lord is faithful. The Lord is full of compassion and again, love and tender mercies. The Lord works all things together for good. The Lord loves you. The Lord wants to reveal His purpose to you. The Lord wants to be the fourth man in your fire. The Lord is with you every step of the way. And so that when life is changing and gives us these things that we don't enjoy, these times, these seasons of stress and anxiety and darkness, we can rejoice or be happy in the Lord this morning because He doesn't change while our circumstances do change. Thank God that we serve a Lord that is faithful to the finish. He told His disciples that I will love you until the end, and to the ends of the world, and to the end of the age. Thank the Lord that He loves us and He's walking with us through this life. So this morning, don't worry, be happy. Again, easier sang, easier song than live, easier preached than live, but what other option do we have? Now, Paul has been through a whole lot since he got saved. Shipwrecked, bitten by a venomous viper, stoned by his enemies, left for dead outside of the gates of Lystra. And now he's in prison in Rome. And Paul is writing to the saints in Philippi, and he has a particular message, and that message is, don't worry, be happy. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. So in this little book, the book of Philippians, Paul shares many things pertaining to this subject of rejoicing in the Lord in spite of circumstances. And this morning I want to attempt to kind of tippy-toe into some of those things. And I want to mention four words. Four words when it comes to rejoicing in the Lord or not trying to worry and be happy. The first word is perspective. Now, turn to chapter number one, if you could, for a few moments. Chapter number one. The first word is perspective. If we are not going to worry and be happy, we must have the right perspective in life. Life is all about how you look at it. Now, notice if you would, in chapter number 1 and verse number 12, Paul writing here, addressing the Philippian believers, "But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places." Paul says there were some things that happened unto me. He says, I answered the call to salvation. God called me to preach, and He's brought me through a lot of things. A lot of things have happened unto me since I've been saved. And now I'm in jail. This is what has happened unto me. He says, but I had to adjust my perspective. Because as it would appear, if Paul went to jail, it would slow down the gospel progression. Well, Paul's in jail, so it's going to slow down his ministry and it would hinder the gospel from going forth. But the Bible says this, "But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel." Now those words there, fallen out, it means to bring. It means to promote. And so the things, Paul's saying, the things that have happened unto me have promoted the furtherance of the gospel. And so in all actuality, because of the position Paul was in prison, it actually made the gospel go further. Look at verse number 13. "So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places." Paul says that I'm incarcerated. And if you go back and you read, there's some places in Acts and all that says Paul was attached, or there was a guard attached to Paul, chained to Paul. 24/7 there was a guard chained to Paul, watching him, listening to him, observing him, making sure that he doesn't go anywhere. And if you notice the word in verse 13, palace, is the same word for praetorium or judgment hall. And so Paul is literally saying here that I'm incarcerated, I'm an innocent man, but I'm attached to a jail guard 24/7. And there were some times where we chatted and talked. He asked me why I was here, and I told him for preaching the gospel. He seen my innocency. It was an open door to share the gospel with him. And no doubt, I'm reading between the lines here just a little bit, but that word spread through the palace. The gospel spread through the palace. It spread through the praetorium, and it went down through Pilate's judgment hall and all the rest of the places, the Bible says, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. This dark spot in Paul's life, because he had the right perspective, was actually a blessing in disguise. It furthered the gospel. So at first it would appear that jail would have slowed the progress of the gospel going forth and Paul fulfilling his purpose, but it didn't. Paul had the right perspective. God's will was being done right there in that jail cell. Now this morning, could God be doing His greatest work in your deepest disappointments this morning? Could God this morning? You don't agree with where you're at. You don't like where you're at. If you could talk to God face to face, you would probably say, God, I would have chosen another way. I would have chosen another method. I would not have chosen this. Many of us have those times in life where we're in a straight betwixt two. We want what's better for us and we want to walk with the Lord. And so Paul says here, I had to adjust my perspective. I was incarcerated, but the gospel started to spread. Could it be where you're at? Although you don't agree with it, nor appreciate it, nor even like it, could it be that gospel? Could it be that God is enhancing your life? Could it be that God is using your life to be a light to some soul? Could God be doing His greatest work in your deepest disappointment? That's what we see here from the life of Paul. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. He says, don't worry, be happy. Because God is working not just on the mountains, but God's working in the valleys. I love Philippians 1:6. Listen to this. Being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Paul wrote that in jail. Paul wrote the book of Philippians in a jail cell, attached to a guard at 24/7, 365. I think it was about 3 to 4 years he was in prison. And he wrote the book of Philippians, the book known for joy, a joy book. And Paul says, though I'm in jail, and though I'm an innocent man, and though I belong on the outside of the jail, I can see through this. God is working in the jail. God is working with my chains. God is working in a way that He could not or would not work on the outside. He's working on the inside. God this morning is working in your situation. You may feel incarcerated. You may feel smothered by circumstances. You may feel chained to your condition. You may feel all of those things in your life, but you don't have to worry. Easier sung than lived. Easier preached than lived. But you don't have to worry. Be happy because God's in control. Amen. Being confident of this very thing, that He which hath, listen, begun a good work in you. You say, Brother Justin, I know I'm saved this morning, but you just don't know where I'm at right now. And I don't feel God. I don't sense God. I'm doing my very best to serve the Lord and go to church and read my Bible and pray and tithe. I'm doing my very best. I know I'm saved. I know God has called me to salvation, but has God given up on me? Does God know where I'm at? On the authority of the Word of God, God knows exactly where you're at this morning. He says, being confident, full of confidence, full of faith, full of assurance, being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Jesus just didn't save you and let you go in your struggle and say, figure it out, old girl. Figure it out, old boy. No, He saved you, put His Spirit in you, giving you a book of promises to guide you by. Listen, this morning, you don't have to worry. Be happy. Let the worry be happy. Being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Do you think that Christy and I just, you know, brought Lily into this world, and she was born on September 23rd, 2007, Cobb General, about 3:15 on a Sunday? Do you think Christy gave birth to Lily and we wrapped her up and brought her home and just sat her down on the bed, laid her down on the bed and say, okay, we're done. No. Do for yourself now. We don't have time for you. No. We brought her into this world by the work of God, and she is getting ready to be 17 years old in September. And we have been with her every step of the way. She don't have to worry about bills being paid at the house. She don't have to worry about food coming in. She doesn't have to worry about her own medical needs she may have, getting ready to have wisdom teeth taken out in about a week or two. Pray for it. None of those things, because mom and dad's taking care of it. We started a good work. But like Brother Berman used to tell me, I'm going to be a dad till my toes turn up. We're going to be parents until Jesus comes, or our toes turn up and we're laying in the casket. The same with Jesus. He saves us, but then he sanctifies us, meaning He separates us. He begins to mold us and mature us. He walks with us. He talks with us. And we can be confident this morning that He will not waste anything that comes through your life. He will use it for your good and His glory. Perspective. Perspective. Paul said, the things that have happened unto me. Let me ask you a question. How are you going to deal with the things that are happening unto you? What are you going to do with it? How are you going to deal with it? How am I going to deal with the things that have happened unto me in my life? I don't know about you, but I have the kind of personality sometimes when things get dark or dreary, I have the tendency of retreating. If I don't have to talk to nobody, I don't want to. If I don't have to be at a certain place and time, I don't want to be there. That's my personality. I'm naturally a timid guy, believe it or not. I'm a guy who feels emotions deeply. I feel your hurts and pains deeply, more than the average person does. I feel emotion. And there was a time in my life where I couldn't even preach without crying. And you don't have to agree with this, but I'm going to tell you what I had to pray. I said, God, you're going to have to help me quit crying so much, because it was hindering the gospel from going forth. I'm a very emotional guy, and God has allowed me and helped me channel those emotions through the years. But my natural tendency is to always look at the negative. My natural tendency is to always feel like I'm walking under a dark cloud. My natural tendency is to retreat and refrain and not want to talk to anybody. But the truth of the matter is, that's not how it should be. The truth of the matter is, we should perceive things the right way and to know that God, with the things that have happened and that is happening in your life, God is positioning you. What could God be positioning you for? I don't know. That's where faith comes into the equation. There's things that we do in life where God's not for, and we put ourselves in predicaments, don't we, Brother Harold? And then there's other things that happen into our lives where It was just by the divine providence of God. He allowed it to happen. We didn't ask for it. It's here. What are we going to do with it? But we serve a God that is so full of love and compassion, whether it's something that we did we shouldn't do or whether it's something that we didn't do that's happening, God has a way of working it all together for good. And so God is working in what's happening in your life right now. He is at work. Be confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So this morning, number one, we have perspective. If we're not going to worry and be happy, we must have the right perspective. Paul says, the things which have happened unto me have fallen out, have promoted the furtherance of the gospel. Let me mention a second thing. Not only perspective is the first word, but the second word or phrase is power. The power of influence. Listen to this. If we're not going to worry and be happy, we must understand that we are influencing people in our situation. We are either being a good influence and influencing people toward Jesus in our adversity, or because of our performance, because of our influence, we're pushing people away from Jesus. We all respond differently, but Paul was incarcerated here, and he said he had an influence on the brethren. Look at verse number 14. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. They seen Paul. They heard of Paul being in prison, shackled and chained to a prison guard. And they heard about the gospel getting out. And listen, Paul's in prison and the gospel's getting out. They're outside of prison and trying to get the gospel out. And they're thinking, well, if Paul's in prison and he's in chains and he's preaching the word, then surely us on the outside can preach the word. There's persecutions outside the prison. There's persecutions inside the prison. But because of Paul's fearlessness and because of Paul's perspective of his confinement, it influenced others in a very positive and powerful way. How are you influencing others with the things that have happened unto you? Are others waxing confident in the Lord because you're not giving up? Are others growing more courageous in the Lord because they look at your life and they say, you know what, I just might give up if I were them, and you're not giving up. You're still going forward. And when we do that, we are a positive, powerful influence on the life of others. And the last time I checked, there is no giving up. Someone said one time, I'm just getting ready to throw in the towel. Well, you know, that's a boxing phrase. The boxer don't even have a towel in his hand. He has on boxing gloves. It's the trainer that throws in the towel. Jesus is not going to throw in the towel for you because you are an overcomer. You can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth you. You can perceive the right way. And then you can be happy and not worry because of the powerful, positive influence you're being in your life during your dilemma. Don't quit. Don't give up. Keep going forward. Can I say that you are a powerful, positive influence on my life? I know about some of your situations, physically, financially, different things you're going through, and loss, and different things. And sometimes I think, my goodness, they have been through so much, but they still come to church. They still are faithful to the Lord. What an influence, a positive influence you are on me for you not quitting, giving up. And I hope I'm that kind of positive influence on you. But I'll tell us all something, adults. We have younger people that's looking at us and following us, and we can't give up. We're only one generation away anyway from church doors closing and locking, from people not caring about God and righteousness and the design for marriage in a godly home. We're only one generation away. And so we need to dig our heels in the ground and perceive the right way. God can be doing something great in your time of even desperation right now. We need to realize that we are being an influence on others, whether positive or negative. He said in verse 14, "And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear." Paul's fearlessness created fearlessness in others. And so this morning we see the power of influence. We see this morning the perspective that we should have. And as they like to come this morning, what I want to do is I want to bring it to a close about right here. And I want to give an invitation. Don't worry. Be happy. Easier sung than lived. Easier preached than lived. I want to stop the message right here and give an invitation for two reasons. For one, the Lord may be dealing with someone's heart to come and to just cry on Him, to nail some things to the cross. But number two, I have two more points and I don't want to rush them. And so I want to finish that tonight. So this is Don't Worry, Be Happy, Part 1. Tonight will be Don't Worry, Be Happy, Part 2. Let's stand to our feet this morning. If you need to come, would you please come and do business with the Lord? Father, we love You. We thank You. We praise You this morning, oh God. And Lord, while it is easier saying, lived, preached and lived, what other option do we have? There is no other option. Help us, Lord, be happy in You. Help us rejoice in You. Help us, lead us as Your dear children along, God. There may be someone here this morning that needs to come and do business with You. And my prayer is that they'll come and do business with You and walk away free. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. All right. As we sang, if you need to come, please come this morning.
Oh, to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give.
Philippians 4:6 this morning. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. What's the object of our rejoicing this morning? Is it pleasant circumstances? Those are not many. But if it's Jesus, if He's the object, we can rejoice in unpleasant circumstances.
Take.
appreciate you this morning, and appreciate you responding to the message, and hope that